Hey, gang. This is the Boot Camp Week 12 Skill Set Enhancement. I like to do these little sessions and give you maybe just a little tips on how you can get the concepts to work even better for you. Of course, we've gone over a lot of the material on the intro. I even went over some of the different tools or ploys and or things that you can use in order to create, you know, really powerful impressions through triggers and post-hypnotic suggestions. So obviously here on the Week 12 Skill Enhancement, there's a few things you need to do in order to get the most out of this. And I really want you to concentrate on this just like you would any of the other areas. But the first thing you want to do is you want to go through each type of stimulus response mechanisms. You want to go through music. Now, when you think about music, I want you to really play some songs that you're familiar with, that you like, and I want you to feel the emotional pull that certain songs, because they will, you know, immediately bring back memories, they will immediately bring back, you know, really great feelings. If you were at a certain place and you heard a song, you don't even have to know the song. I mean, I was just at a party last night, and I heard different music, and it became apparent to me that some of the songs, which I didn't even know the names of them, brought back emotions and feelings and just general concepts in terms of, you know, where I heard them. You know, some of them were when, you know, my wife and I were out and having a good time, and it brought back that concept of the good time. And it's real important that you lock into that, because when you really can experience that yourself, and you do all the time, but again, it's conscious awareness more so than the subconscious awareness that, oh yeah, I like that song. Obviously, memories. You want to go back into memories and think powerful memories for yourself and what they are. What would be a ploy that somebody could use against you that would allow you to go into trance faster? And that takes a little homework of thinking about it. Now, some obviously memories and experiences that people relate to, you know, birth of their children, getting married, maybe even getting divorced, who knows. It could be, you know, getting a new job or the job that they really liked, an experience, a work experience, a satisfaction, creating something that was really wonderful that you really enjoyed. It could be food, could be baking, it could really be sports, you know, accomplishment, something that you accomplished that you felt really good about. But think about that, because it's real important that if you can do it yourself, you can then work with other people to do the same thing. Physical touches, again, think about that. And think about how that relates. You know, go back in your mind and think about your past and times that you've been touched in a way that set a stimulus on you that was a good feeling type of thing. And then, you know, you're going to obviously convert all of these things to the next step, which is utilizing them in a scenario, in a situation where you can actually go out and perfect these skills. Everything in a boot camp is application. I don't just want to teach you things that you have head knowledge about. I want to teach you things that you can actually go out and do. Gestures, again, like I mentioned on the training, this is certainly not my high point. It's not something that I really get into that much. But by the same token, I use it from the other side of the coin, so to speak, in the sense that I can really pick up other people's gestures much better. I don't use them so much myself, but I've become very adept at really managing and looking at somebody else's gestures and going, okay, I can see exactly what's going on here. Certain trigger words. Everyone has a trigger word that causes them to go into trance, causes them to think about it, and you're going to create your own as well that are going to be able to be implanted so that somebody will recognize that word as something unique to you or unique to your proposition or unique to whatever it is that you're trying to get across to them. These are very interesting points that if you'll just start thinking about it, and again, this is the thought process going through these skill enhancements, because it's designed for you to sit down, get away from the training, get away from all of the concepts, and start thinking about, okay, how could I use these specific concepts with whatever, you know, whether it be personal, business, you can use these concepts. It's just a matter of putting your mind to it and saying, okay, how can I do that? And then people, places, or things, which I think is real important as well. Now, let's go into some other areas here and see what we can come up with. Is you want to develop a specific prop or ploy in order to plant a suggestion. And the way you're going to do that is obviously by doing that. Let's move this up a little bit. And I've included one of mine, the one that I showed you on video. It's really a good one if you're into doing that kind of thing. You could probably look online and find all different types of props and ploys that you can use in business or even in personal. Again, these are not something that can only be used in one way. If you think outside of the box, you can use these in so many different ways that it will just amaze yourself. You also want to come up with a game plan that makes sense to your personal reference points of power with regards to the type of trigger suggestion that works best for you. Words, touching, using the gestures. Everyone's different. Like I said, nobody comes at this from the same standpoint, so you got to kind of look and see what you're comfortable with. Which part do you like doing better than another? And if you can accomplish that, then all of a sudden you've got a toolbox of power that you have to deal with, and then that's really cool. And then fourth, just want to practice these methods on at least three different people and then respond back with results. I love when people respond back to me, because then I can kind of give you a critique and see exactly what you're doing, you know, right, exactly what you could be doing better, and so on and so forth. But the key is to go out there and start using it, even if it's family members, even if it's friends of yours. You know, set up a game plan and say, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to influence my friend, you know, Roger, in a certain way, and I'm going to do this. You know, again, beginning with the end in mind, putting a plan together, going out, initiating that plan, and then making it happen. And that's really what it's all about when it comes to setting these triggers and post-hypnotic suggestions. These triggers and post-hypnotic suggestions are not necessarily difficult, but it's a mindset. And like I said in the training, the biggest factor that you need to embrace is that fact that every suggestion that comes out of your mouth has the potential to be extremely powerful. It's like you're setting off a bomb, an explosion. And if you think of it that way, you're going to think what you're saying. And again, it's taking the unconscious and moving it to conscious. That conscious awareness allows you to put that power in. It allows you to put the verbal power into that suggestion. It allows you to put the energetic power into the suggestion. And it allows you to also put in the mental power of that suggestion. And like I've always said, even from day one, those three concepts, again, as we get to the close of the boot camp, there's certain things that you need to embrace, and those are the things you need to embrace, is those three pivotal points, is that you're not just working on a verbal level. You're not just working on an energetic level. You're not just working on a mental level. It's a combination of all three. All three, used by themselves, can be extremely powerful and extremely potent. But when you combine them, when you take those concepts and you meld them together and you create a powerful force that is not just hitting somebody from that verbal standpoint, but you're hitting them from all areas. And again, it takes work. It takes flight time in order to get good at, you know, working all three of those. And of course, we've been going over that for the last couple weeks. But when it comes to, you know, powerful triggers, post-hypnotic suggestions, it's even more so, because now you're really implanting that suggestion of what you want them to do based on a criteria that you're setting up. And that criteria is the memories, music, physical touches, gestures, certain trigger words, people, places, or things. It's combining those and saying, okay, what am I going to use to implant that in their mind? Mental imagery is actually seeing the word, if it's a word, being implanted in their mind, and them accepting it in just that second. Same thing with the music. You see that song floating in and attaching itself. These are extremely powerful concepts that most individuals that teach hypnosis, hypnotic influence, whatever you want to call it, they don't even know it. They don't know how to use it. And so believe me, you've got an advantage over many of those people because they would never even use these three points in the way that we're using them. And so that's the power of the suggestions, the triggers, and everything that we're teaching you in this lesson. So go through this skill enhancement just like all the other weeks and put in the time and get good at this because you've almost made it through the entire process. Very excited for you. Thanks for watching and listening, and have a fantastic day. So long.